感谢主把弟兄姊妹在这个大雪纷飞的天气能够平安地带到这里。
We thank our Lord that He brought everyone here safely in this snowy day.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray first.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy.
你又在这个特别的日子，让你众儿女来到你的面前来敬拜你。
In this special day, you have ordained all your children to come here to worship you.
主，就求主你的圣灵引导我们每个人的心思意念。
Lord, we ask your Holy Spirit to lead every one of us to understand your will.
让我们真的知道，主，你是灵，你是个灵，我们要用心灵诚实来敬拜你。
Help us to understand you are a spirit, and we worshippers should worship you in truth and spirit.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们前面呢，我们讲了播种的撒种的比喻。
Last week we have talked about parables of the sower.
那么我们明白了撒种的意义呢，其实就是神自己。
We know that the sower is God Himself.
那么种子呢，就是神的道。
And the seed is the word of God.
那么土壤是罪人的心。
And the soil are the sinner's hearts.
那收成呢，是罪人从丰收得救之后生命的真实写照。
And the harvest is the manifestation of the believers who, after they believe, their life's manifestation.
那么其实呢，耶稣在讲这个比喻的目的，他是让人明白，他就是那位播种的、撒种的。
And the Lord who gave this parable to help us to understand that He Himself is the sower.
那么他所讲到的，也就是让人认罪悔改的福音，那就是他的种子。
And the word He preached is the gospel that help us to confess our sin and repent.
那么好处呢，就是那些蒙神恩典，因为圣灵的工作，真正愿意认罪悔改。接受耶稣基督成为他们的主，成为他们救主的那些蒙恩的子、蒙恩的人。
The good soil are those people that who, by God's grace, they understand the gospel and they receive the gospel, then they become believers, and so they can have a new life.
也就是那些我们所说的蒙恩的罪人。
And this, are those that who are the sinners that are under God's grace.
那么这些蒙恩神恩典的人，蒙恩得救的人，他必然会有基督的生命彰显。
And those who are by God's grace that who truly saved, that they will have a demonstration of the true new life.
那么我们也看到，主耶稣先是对。
And we also know that Jesus preached this parable to all the crowds along the seaside.
那么是日对潮跟随他的那些门徒，他后面是解释了这个比喻。
But only to those who are his followers followed him really that he gave the explanation of the parable.
而且他也告诉他们，他讲的别的比喻呢，也应当仿照这个撒种的比喻来理解。
And he also taught them that for other parables he will give to them, they should follow this pattern trying to understand.
因为我们读经，我们发现所有耶稣讲的比喻都是为了让人明白福音。
Because if we read the Bible carefully, all the parables Jesus gave to us, he's often gave us the understanding, trying to understand them.
那么也还有旧约的预言的弥赛亚，还有关神国的事。
And also the parables regard to the Messiah in the Old Testament, and also the kingdom of God.
那么今天的信息书呢，关于灯和两器的比喻。
And then today's sermon is about the lamb and also the measure instrument.
那我们发现他向他的门徒解释了撒种的比喻后，接着讲的一个比喻。
And we know that after Jesus gave the parables of the sower, then he gave this parable.
所以呢，他讲的对象还是常常跟随他的门徒。
And his audience is still those that who are often follow him, those disciples.
那么他的意思在想让他的门徒明白，那么撒种的神的儿子耶稣基督。
And the purpose of this parable is to help them to understand this parable's author also is the parable of the sower.
也就是旧约里所应许的弥赛亚已经来到了这个世上。
And it is also the Messiah that promised in the Old Testament that already came.
那么他就像一盏明灯，要照亮这个黑暗世界的每一个角落。
He's just like a shining light that wants to shine the world.
那么也就像他撒种的比喻中生命之道一样。
Just like the parables that he taught in the sower, this is also a parable about the light.
那么他所发出的光，也就是生命之光。
And this light is the light of life.
那么如果我们留心这个他的光，我们就必会得到生命之光。
If we pay attention to this light, that we will have this light of life.
那么通过今天的信息呢，我们会明白这样一个真理。
Through today's sermon, we need to understand this truth.
那么耶稣基督的生命之光必然会进入留心听他之道的人的心中。
The light of the life of Jesus Christ will surely enter into the hearts of those that who pay attention to it.
那么我们会两点来考虑。
We will divide this into two sections.
那么第一点就是耶稣基督他是发出生命之光。
The first is the light of life shines from Jesus Christ.
这是第二十一节到第二十二节。
It is from verse 21 to
22.
The second point is Jesus Christ's disciples need to pay attention to the light of life. And it's taken from verse 23 to 25. First, let us take a look of the light from Jesus Christ. In verse 21-22.
耶稣又对他们说，人拿灯岂是要放在斗底下、床底下，不放在灯台上吗？
He said to them, Do you bring in a lamp to put it under the bowl or a bed?
我们知道耶稣开始他的事工之前，他先受了施洗约翰的洗。
We know that before Jesus started his ministry, he was baptized by John the Baptist.
那么当时呢，我们知道圣灵像鸽子一样降在他的身上。
We know at that time that the Holy Spirit came down to him like a dove.
那么并且有声音从天上说：“这是我的爱子，你们要我喜悦你。”
But there is also a voice from came from heaven. This is my beloved son. I'm pleasing in you.
那么在他的事工中，主耶稣传道、医病、赶鬼和行各样的神迹。
And in his ministry, Jesus Christ preached God's word and cast out demons and also healing those who are sick.
那么他做所有的这些都是公开的，他从来没有去私下里去做。
And all these things he done in public, not in private situation.
所有耶稣基督行的这些事情，没有常人能行。
And all those miracles he performed, nobody else can do that.
所以所有这些都表明耶稣他就是神的儿子。
All this tells us that Jesus Christ is God Himself.
所以他也就是神自己。
He is God Himself.
那么他就是旧约中所预言的弥赛亚，也是基督。
He is the Messiah that prophesied in the Old Testament. He is the Christ.
是道成肉身的神。
He is the God, the incarnate God.
那么他就像我们今天讲的比喻中那个灯。
He is just like the lamb that in this parable.
那么他所行的一切，那么就像光一样的传到各个黑暗角落。
Everything he does, just like light, shine into the corner of every darkness.
这光啊，也就是我们旧约中看到的先知所预言的那大光。
And this light is also we have, the light that we have read in the Old Testament that prophesied the big light. And then in the Old Testament book of Ezekiel, Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 2.
那么他就在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光, 住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
The people walk in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
那么这个光是给人带来生命和希望的光。
This light brings people life and hope.
那么他们就像耶稣在约翰福音十二章四十六节所说。
It is just like described in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 12, 42.
那么第十二章四十六节他说，我到世上来乃是光，叫凡信我的不住在黑暗里。
I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness.
那么他在约翰福音八章十二节也这样说。
And in John chapter 8, verse 12, he also said this.
他说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
那么主耶稣在讲这个比喻的目的之一。
One of the purposes he gave this parable
once
again he wants to tell people that the one that gives the light of life already came to this world. And this light of life it is Jesus Christ himself. All his disciples will have this light of life. And in the Revelation we also know.
And when
Jesus Christ come second coming that all his people that will also see this light. And the place that where his people are that never have darkness again.
那么启示录21章23节到24节告诉我们
Revelation chapter 21, verse 23 and 24 says this.
他说那城内又有日月光照，因有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯，列国都要在城的光中行走。
The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gave it light, and the Lamb is its light. Lamb. The Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it.
那么我刚才讲到一节里二十节里面，我们讲那么那个斗，那么它是指的一种测量体积的量器。
And in verse 21, there's a measurement of instrument for the measurement.
那么在过去呢，人们使用粮食进行这种交易。
And in the past, the people use grain to for exchanging things.
那么他们不用我们现在的秤，而是用升或者是斗。
They are not use the measurement that nowadays they use the old ways.
那么这里呢，那么一升呢，就是我现在的一公升。
And the 1 liter is it's the same as nowadays.
那么就是1000毫升。
It is 1000 milliliter.
那么这个呢，这个斗呢，它是上端开口的一个较大正方形。
And this instrument is the opening in the bottom. and it's like a triangle.
Yeah,
yeah,
just
opening in the top, on the top.
对，在 top 在上面是一个正方形开口，那么底面呢是一个小的正方形。
And the bottom is a little square.
那么就是那么四面的侧面呢，就是四个等腰的梯形。
And all the surroundings they are like a
Just
like nowadays we use that the bow we use.
所以呢，比斗小的体量体积的量器呢叫升。
And the thing that is smaller than this bow we call it litter.
那么它的形状跟斗完全一样。
And it's a similar size.
那么只是它的大小是斗的十分之一。
And the weight is the one tenth of the weight.
也就是一斗呢，它等于13斤。
And the one bow is the 10 liter.
其实这种工具呢，我小时候我们家里边农村都是用的这种工具，可能现在没有了，但前一二十年还用这种工具。
When I was a child, that my family often used this kind of measurement instrument.
那么这里的灯呢，它是指当时人们用的那种油灯。
And this lamp is the lamp that we use in the old days that use oil.
我们都知道这样的常识，说灯要放在高处，才能使更多的地方得到亮光。
We also know this common sense that when the light is put over the top, then gives the most light in the room.
所以当时呢，人们就会把这个灯呢，一般放在较高的地方，也就是灯台上，所以让更多的地方被照亮。
So that in the old days, people really put the lamp in the lamp stand that can shine through the whole room.
所以呢，如果把灯呢放在这个高墙上面楼底下或者是床底下，他们发出的光芒就会被阻挡。
But if you put the light under a bowl or a bed, that will hinder the light.
那么就不能发挥这个灯该有的功用。
It cannot totally fulfill the functionality of the light.
所以呢，也就在这里，它是用了一个反问句。
So Jesus here is giving a question to ask.
那么意思是说，灯不应该放在楼底下或床底下。
He actually is saying that a light shall never put under a bowl or a bed.
它本应该被放到它该摆放的地方，就是灯台上。
It should put on the lampstand in the upper places.
那么他在这里告诉他的门徒。
And here he's teaching his disciples.
那么他就是那盏灯。
He is the light himself.
那么他所发出的光呢，虽然是在被阻挡。
Even though the light he gives now is hindered.
那有一天它会完全被显露出来。
But one day it will reveal to all.
我们知道记载了许多当时信神的犹太人，他们拒绝他，反对他，污蔑他，最后还杀害他。
We know that in the Jesus' time, that many Jewish believers, that Judaizers, that they refused to accept Jesus Christ as a savior, and later on even plot to kill him. And also some other people believing other things tease him too.
那么其实呢，他就是要比喻中那盏被放在斗底下、床底下的灯。
And he is just like the lamb that in this parable put under a bowl or a bed.
然而我们知道，当耶稣基督从死里复活升天之后。
But we know after Jesus Christ died and resurrected on the third day and went to heaven.
那么他就像把灯放在了灯台上一样，那么被所有的人而看见。
And just like the lamb is put on the stand that it shines to everyone so they can see.
万民叩拜他，万口称颂他，耶稣基督就是主。
And all people worship him, and all nations praise him that they admit Jesus Christ is the Lord.
我们看第二十二节。
Let us look at verse 22.
他说：“因为掩盖的事没有不显现出来的，隐瞒的事没有不露出来的。”
So whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open.
那么这些主耶稣也是在告诉他的门徒。
And here Jesus Christ is teaching his disciples.
那么一些事情呢，可能会隐藏一段时间。
And sometimes a lot of things probably were concealed for a while. But in its due time, it will be disclosed. It's just like the mystery of God's salvation. And in the Old Testament, it is concealed. Until Jesus Christ came, everything is revealed. Just like it described in the book of Colossians. Chapter 1, verse 26. The mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the saints. And it also said in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 6, this mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles and heirs together with Israel, are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and shares together in the promise in Christ Jesus. And a lot of things happen to us since it's all by chance. But in God's plan, everything is the providence of God. And let us look at the second point. Jesus Christ's disciples must pay attention to the light of life. And this is from verse 23 to
25.
Verse 23, if anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And we know that through the Bible, when Jesus Christ is talking about some parables, he often said this, if anyone has ears, let them hear. And those parables are very significant in meaning. For example, in Mark chapter 4, verse 9, after the parable of sower. In the book of Matthew, that after Jesus gives the parable of tares. And in the book of Luke, after Jesus gives the functionality of the salt, he always says that if anyone has ear, let him hear. And this is also a warning to his disciples and encouragement to them too. And as a warning, he always wants to ask his disciples to pay attention to the true meaning of the parable. And this has a significant meaning in their whole life. For example, the parable of the sower is about the plan of his salvation. But the parables of the weeds is talking about the final judgment from God. The parables of the salt is the teaching us the characters of his disciples. These parables are very important to the believers that to give them the firm faith and also what kind of life they should live.
那么说他是武林，是因为他要他的门徒知道。
And the encouragement is he wants his disciples to know.
那么只有他的门徒、神所拣选的人，他才给了他们这样的能够明白真理的心。
Only to his disciples, the people that chosen by God, he gives this understanding of the parable.
他们才不明白，耶稣基督他是神的儿子，是基督，是弥赛亚。
So that we can understand Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is the Messiah.
那么他已经来到世上，他要成就父神的救赎计划。
He already came to this world, and he will accomplish the plan of God's salvation.
那么因为神把这个特别的恩典赐给他们。
Because God has given them this special grace.
那么当主教导他们有关天国的事，还有他们对他的要求的时候。
When the Lord teaches them about the matters about the kingdom of God,
也就是说，当生命之光照向他们时
，When the light of life shines upon them,
那么他们就该应当认认真真留心这些生命之光。
They should must pay attention to this light of life.
也就是作为神的儿女，作为神耶稣基督门徒，更应该对神的道特别要来注意，来留心。
As God's children, we especially need to pay attention to God's word. Because this is the word of life.
那么我们看24节到25节。
Let us look at the 24 to 25.
所以耶稣他又说：“你们所听的要留心，你们用什么粮器量给人，也必用什么粮器量给你们。”并且要多给你们，因为有的还要给他，没有的连他所有的也要夺去。
Consider carefully what you hear, he continued. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him.
那么这是主耶稣基督对他门徒的再一次的督促。
And this is a warning from Jesus Christ to his disciples.
那么第二十四节的前半节是督促他们要竭力听他对他们的教导。
And the first part of the verse 24 is warning his disciples to pay attention to his teaching.
也就是说，这是在说，他说你们所听的要留心。
And you need to consider what you have heard.
那么这是关于听神道的态度。
This is, it tells us the attitude when we hear God's word.
24节后半还有24节，乃是耶稣基督告诉他们这样做的利害关系。
And the rest of the scriptures is warning us the consequences after we hear His words.
那么他门徒对天主的道当应有的态度。
And first, let us look at the attitude for the disciples who hears God's word.
那么这第二十四节的前半句里面那个听和25节告诉我们这样的，25节那这样的利害关系呢？我们就从这里面的听跟这个里面的量，这个衡量量这里面这两个词，我们可以做一个对比。
And we can see the comparison between the word hear and the measure to find out the focus of these verses.
那么二十四节前半句，它的留心听是表非如所讲的，不只是随意听听而已。
And verse 24 says we need to pay attention carefully what we hear. That teaches us that we need to be careful and pay attention.
要认真判断思量。
We need to consider carefully and think about it.
那么留心思量，那还要和后半节的用量器来衡量，它是有同样的意思。
That consider and ponder carefully has some relations with the words that measure.
那么量器呢？我们知道能够衡量在里面的东西。
We use measurement to measure the things inside.
而神呢，以人的能力能够来判断、来思量、听到的信息。
God gave us the ability to think and to understand what we have heard. This is a special grace from God, so we know that men are created in the image of God.
只有人有理性有意志，而动物是没有的。
Only man has a mind and can think and can, but animals they don't.
那么这里主耶稣在告诉他的门徒。
Here Jesus is teaching his disciples.
那么他们各自呢，就像是一个量器，一个升斗一样。
And everyone is just like a measurement, like a measuring tool.
那么他们衡量的方式就是留心听主耶稣对他们讲的道。
How they measure is by how they pay attention to the words Jesus taught them.
便认真地来思量他所听到。
And also ponder carefully on it.
就是让这些道进入这个量，让就是进入量器的道，也就是耶稣基督对他们讲的。
And these words that can enter into the measurement.
那么后24节后半节呢？它的本意本来就是神会按我们使用量器的方式来回报我们。
And the rest of the verse is telling us God will use the measurement to reward us.
那么我们越渴望和留心神的道。
The more we are thirsty in seeking God's word.
我们就会越讨神的喜悦。
The more we are pleasing God.
那么也就会，我们又越会有神赐给我们的更丰盛的生命。
And the more wonderful life that we can have from God.
那么就像撒种的比喻中所说的，30倍的、60倍的、100倍的。
Just like the it described in the parable of the sower, there's 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold.
那么如果我们听神的道，认真的去思量。
If we pay close attention and think about God's word we have heard, also receive with faith, then we will have more revelation from God. Then we will understand and receive more God's word. And our life will be more fruitful.
那么二十五节，主耶稣基督又对听到的方式和态度导致的后果产生的利害关系，也做了一步进一步的解释。
Verse 25 also tells us the consequence how we hear God's word and the reward after that.
那么积极的方面。
And there's the positive part is.
如果我们认真思量和领受神的道。
If we pay attention and receive God's word, and we will receive more wisdom from God. And with the grace He already gave us, He will add more. Because God's word is wisdom. Just like it described in the Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9.
他说教导智慧人，他就越发有智慧；指示义人，他就增长学问。
Instruct a wise man, and he will be wiser still. Teach a righteous man, and he will add to his learning.
也就是说，留心神道的这些神的门徒呢，神必然会赏赐他们。
In another way, that the one who pays attention to, close attention to God's word, God will reward them fully. And also, there's this negative part of the verse 25. If one hinders or refuses God's word, and the knowledge that they had before might be taken away from God.
那么这里积极的方面是主的应许，而消极的方面是主的警戒。
And the positive part is God's promise to us, and the negative part is the warning from God.
那么我们今天呢，一起分享灯跟两器的这个比喻。
Today we have shared the parables of the lamb and the measurement.
那么主耶稣呢，让他的门徒知道。
Jesus wants his disciples to understand this.
他就代表比喻中的那个灯。
He is the light in this parable.
那么是发出生命之光的神的儿子。
And he is the one that shines the light, and he is the Son of God.
那么他是要成就父神的救赎计划。
The reason he came to this world is to fulfill God's salvation plan.
那么他过去虽然被隐藏。
Even though he was concealed in the past,
但是时候满足以后，他就会来到。
But in due time that he came,
就被显露出来了。
He is revealed.
虽然他的生命之光呢曾经被阻挡。
Even though his the light of this life is hindered in the past,
但是通过他从死里复活升天。
But through his resurrection and going back to heaven.
那么它就像一个灯塔放到灯台上
，just like the lamp already put on the stand。
如今被万人看见
，and it was shined to all people。
那么他也督促他的门徒
，and he also warned his disciples。
要让如今听他的道
，pay close attention to his word。
他们必定会得到赏赐
，they will have the reward。
而且会有更加丰盛的生命。
And they will have fruitful life.
其实他也在警戒的人。
He is also warning us.
那么不要任凭刚硬的心。
Do not give ourselves to a hardened heart.
抵挡神的道。
And refuse God's word.
那么我们从这个比喻中，我们能够学习到些什么
？Through this parable, what we have learned.
我们虽然知道主耶稣基督现在不在世上。
We know that Jesus Christ is not in this world right now.
那么他发出的生命之光，那么现在虽然不是现在呢，虽然不像过去一样，但是现在呢，彰显在他的教会之中。
The light of life is not the same that as the when he was on earth, but through the church, this light is still shining.
因为当耶稣基督离开身体的复活生命的时候，他告诫他的门徒要在地上要建立教会。
When Jesus departed from this world, he told his disciples he will build his church on this world. We know that the church is the body of Christ. The light of the life from Jesus Christ will shine through church.
那么教会要想发出神的光，必然要来讲神的道。
And the church, in order to shine the light from God, need to preach God's word.
那么要彰显神的爱。
They need to manifest the love of God.
那么这光呢，就像耶稣基督的生命之光一样，照亮周围。
The light of church is just like the light of Jesus Christ shines through this world.
那么照向那些黑暗的角落。
Shine to those who are still in darkness.
让黑暗中的人被吸引过来。
So that who are in the darkness will be drawn near.
那么教会其实由每一位信耶稣基督的门徒来组成。
Church is consisted of all the believers that who truly believe Jesus Christ.
那么既然主对当时他的门徒有这样的要求。
Though Jesus gave this request to the disciples.
那么他们对我们也是同样的要求。
He has the same request to nowadays saints.
那么当我们读经时听到时
，When we read God's word, when we listen to God's word,
当我们查经时或者灵修时
，When we study God's word or in our personal devotion,
我们是不是去留心听
？Did we really pay attention to the words we were reading?
我们是不是去认真的去思量
？Do we really consider carefully?
那么我们听了神的道，是否让道进入我们的生命之中？
After we heard God's word, did we let the words enter into our heart?
那么是否我们在日常生活中实行我们所听到的神的道？
Did we practice what we have heard in our daily life?
那我们只是在主日是神的门徒，主耶稣基督的门徒，还是每时每刻都是神的门徒？
Are we only the disciples during the Lord's Day, or we are the disciples anytime, anywhere?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你赐给我们这样美好的时间。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you give us this wonderful time.
赐给你透，谢谢你赐让我们透过你的话语来领受主你的旨意。
Thank you. Help us through your word that we understand your will.
主，你说你的话语，主就像我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Lord, you told us that your word is the light to our path and lamp to our feet.
主，就求主你，让你生命之道光照我们。
Lord, we pray that the light of your life shines through us.
让我们常常留心你的道。
So that we will pay attention all the time to your words.
主，让你的道能够进入我们的生命里面。
So that your words will enter into our life.
让我们每日都能够行在主你的光中。
So that we can walk every day in your light.
谢谢主。
Thank you.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.